It's time for our Wisdom Watch conversation. That's where we speak with those who've made a difference through their work and their lives. And if you follow film, our guest today is someone who really needs no introduction. He's responsible for landmark films that take on some of this country's most sensitive issues, like Do the Right Thing, Malcolm X, and Jungle Fever, as well as the acclaimed documentary Four Little Girls. He's also introduced some of the most enduring catchphrases through characters he's written and performed. We are talking about director Spike Lee, and now he's got a new project going, and Lee, always an innovator, is funding the project known as the newest, hottest Spike Lee joint through the site Kickstarter. That's an online service that lets fans pledge donations to artists working on interesting projects. Here to tell us more about that, and as well, we hope, the rest of his long and illustrious career, is Spike Lee. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So the newest, hottest Spike Lee joint.
Mm. That's a mouthful. Huh?
It is a mouthful. I think people who follow your career may remember that you've always been an innovator in funding your films. That I think some people would say you were Kickstarter before Kickstarter was
cool.
Well,
I said that really, but I really
I think
had
I
to.
Said that. I made that up. You
All
just
right,
copied
well,
me.
I got it from you.
Okay, you got it from
I'm
me.
I'm just co-signing.
Exactly. But you were known for always funding your films, at least at the beginning of your career, outside of the system. So you're in a way returning to your roots with this. What caused you to make that decision?
Well, what caused me to make that decision is the same decision why Steven Soderbergh, one of the most successful Hollywood directors, said he's no longer working in Hollywood. He's going to devote his time to doing his art on cable television, where you can make the argument the most interesting work is being done. And this new film I'm doing, which is about human beings who are addicted to blood, it would have been an act of futility for me to try to pitch this to the studios at this present day. This is not a film that they're not going to make, and I'm not knocking the studio system. They had the business plan. They had their model. But as an independent filmmaker, as independent filmmakers, we always know that. We know deep down in our hearts that just because a studio does not want to make your film, that does not mean it can't be seen with the rest of the world, and you have to use alternative means of financing. And for this, I'm using Kickstarter, and we're very happy with the how we've done so far, and the goal is $1,250,000, and I'm confident we will make it.
You've got a studio film coming out, though, just in a couple of months. It's called
Old Boy,
starring
Josh Brolin, Charlotte Copley, Lizzie Olsen, and my man Samuel Jackson.
I'm saying these are, but you've had challenging films before, and this doesn't seem like the easiest subject either. I mean, it's a guy who, mind if I say what it's about? I mean, people,
well,
this guy's been held
again,
in solitary for 20
years. It's a different kind of love story. Yeah. People were addicted to blood, and I've been doing this for, I've been in this game for over 30 years, and you know what they're going to like, and you know what's going to be like. Well, Spike, we'll see you later. And this is the latter. But I still feel that there's an audience for this film, and I'm appealing to my fans who've liked everything from School Days, Do the Right Thing, Mo Better Blues, a ton of work, you know, a ton of work. And so
you're hoping that fans will support you based on the strength of your work, not because you're giving out too many details, because you really haven't to this point. Is that an impediment? Not do people want more?
Well, here it is an impediment because it is my belief that today's moviegoers have been spoiled because the trailers that they see in the movie theater give away the whole movie. And I remember growing up, I loved the trailers, the Alfred Hitchcock trailers. Don't tell anybody ending that you will not be allowed in the theater before the doors are closed once the movie starts. What is wrong with coming to a movie where you discover something, where you don't know how it's going to end? How many comedies have you seen? Oh, that trailer looks funny. And you see the movie, and the funny jokes they put in the trailer, everything else wasn't funny. So, this is a type of film where it's going to work best for the audiences. That's my Brooklynese slipping in there.
Audiences.
It's going to be best for the audience if they know, they have to know something, but they don't have to know everything.
I take it you don't have a lot of patience for the criticism. There has been some people who are saying that a person of your stature should leave Kickstarter to the startups, the people who don't have your name and your reputation and so forth.
Well, I've been criticized from the get. The image of Nola Darling and she's going to have it, was a naked portrayal of African-American women. School Days. School Days, Spike Lee was airing African-American dirty laundry to white America. Do the Right Thing. This film was supposed to make black folks run amok when the film was released in the summer of 1989 and riot. So this is not something that's new.
If you're just joining us, we are speaking with director, producer, actor, and professor Spike Lee.
NYU in the house.
NYU in the house. That's absolutely right. That's right. I was going to ask you about that in a minute, but I did want to take us back for just a minute to talk about your debut film, She's Gotta Have It. I just want to play a short clip for those.
Oh, no.
I have to do it. I have to do it.
It's your show.
That's right. Here it is.
Nola.
What?
Nola.
What?
Just let me smell it.
You are ilk.
Please, baby. Please, baby. Please, baby. Baby, baby, please.
Good night.
Good night. Wait. Is Jamie there?
I had to play the please, baby, because, I mean, I think there was a time when you really could not, like, walk down the street without hearing somebody say that. So, you know.
Well, that combined with that same character, Mars Blackman, you know, appeared in all those commercials, all those Nike commercials with Michael Jordan. And that was an accident.
It was an accident.
Quick story. Two men, Jim Riswell and Bill Davenport, who had worked at Nike's advertising agency, Wine and Candy, saw the film. And they saw this character, Mars Blackman, never seen anything like him before, saw the love Air Jordans. They decided to pair Michael Jordan and myself. That's how it happened.
We were talking about, you had mentioned earlier about how the business has changed. For the better, for the worse, or just changed since you got started?
I think it's for the worse, because Hollywood has always made big budget films. And they spend a lot of money on them, and they spend a ton of money on them to promote them. So therefore, a lot is riding on these films. And if you come in with a film where they don't see a profit margin of who knows how many times, this is my thinking that they think it's not worth it.
You think that the kinds of films that you've made throughout your career are getting edged out?
Well,
but then again,
I don't think Do the Right Thing could be made today.
You don't?
I don't. Not as a studio film. I don't think so.
But you don't have any problem telling people just to ignore those films. I mean, you famously last year made your feelings about Django Unchained
first
clear.
First of all, well, let's hold up here.
Yeah.
I never said Spike Lee says on behalf of 45 million African Americans, you should not see this film. That is not what I said.
No, of course not.
What I said was, I cannot see that film because of my ancestors. That's now that I said this is I'm speaking for me, myself, and I.
Well, I am asking you about you or yourself, and I don't direct my question
but
toward
the last
African-American
question you said
person.
Was like I'm famous for telling people not to go see a film, and that's not true.
But okay, but
my
question more
film.
General, yeah, exactly. That wasn't my question really, because there are a lot of people who feel that the offerings are limited, and not just for reasons of race, but for all kinds of reasons. And
but
so
I never said that. What we're talking about is just detrimental to people of color.
Yeah.
I'm saying everybody.
If you were starting out again today, do you think you'd still want to be doing what you're doing?
Yes.
Because?
Because I love what I do. Hmm. I love making films.
So before we let you go, can we ask you to share some of your wisdom for people who aren't lucky enough to study with you at NYU?
You got to be committed. I think a lot of times, whatever it is that you come shucking and jiving and hemming and hawing, and you have to be committed. You got to get down in the muck, roll up your sleeves, put in some elbow grease, and just work at it and work at it and work at it and work at it. I think that these reality shows have done a great disservice to American youth who now think that all you have to do is be famous for being famous and not have any skills or knowledge or wisdom to artistry to back that up. And it's a shame.
That was writer, actor, producer, director, professor Spike Lee. We talked with him about his Kickstarter campaign in support of his latest film, newest, hottest Spike Lee joint. He also has the film Old Boy coming out this fall. And he was kind enough to join us from our bureau in New York. Spike Lee, thank you so much for speaking with us.
All right. Thank you. Kickstarter.com. Thank you.